Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
I don't know if I need an ear check. I think I should get an ear cleaning. I don't feel like I'm losing my hearing. But after like I wear AirPods for like a long
you
amount of time.
You should definitely get an ear cleaning because your ears get so dirty and it gets so stuffed with earwax and shit. And like you don't even notice it.
Yeah.
But if you clean it out, so much comes out and it actually does help your hearing.
In a proper cleaning, you're talking
yeah,
about.
I would go to like, so for me, I don't trust myself to do it. And then there's like self-cleaning ones you can get, but
I want to do that one where they put that little thing in there and they just drip that water and it falls into the pan underneath and
ooh,
you just see it like, oh, that's so gross, but so satisfying.
Cause I clean my ears and I don't feel like I get a lot of like wax out on like,
oh, trust me, Matt, you got wax.
Like deep down in that canal. We got some wax.
Back when you lived with me, we did switch AirPods sometimes accidentally. You got wax.
Okay, I know I have wax.
You got wax.
I just would like...
It's a little embarrassing.
Because I feel like even when you do the sound cancellation or the...
Noise
canceling? The noise canceling effect on a AirPod, for some reason, though, I feel like that's like still emitting a whole different frequency really up close.
It makes my ears feel uncomfortable.
After, I feel like I'm deaf. I can't hear anything because I've had that like in my ear the whole time.
I've heard that any like AirPods, anything that goes in your ear is so bad for you.
Mm.
Like really bad for you.
Do you the transparency?
I love the way it sounds. Like I love like the AirPods with it on so you can hear people talking through while you're listening to music. It's really nice.
I specifically like to wear it on airplanes because I have to hear whenever the pilot is speaking.
Yeah.
Like, I can't miss any announcement when I'm listening to music.
Ooh, yeah. Okay, so yeah, you like...
That's the only time I usually have transparency on is when I'm on a flight.
Oh, nice. I'm like the reverse. I'm just like,
speaking
I don't want to hear
it. We got a good story for you. We just got back in town. Let's just jump into it.
All right, let's jump into it.
I got to put the headphones back on. This is impossible.
Really?
Impossible.
Maybe I should try it one time. Maybe. Does it really help?
It doesn't help my hair. It looks horrible with headphones.
Your hair looks great, by the way.
Thank you. Wait till I put the headphones on. I can't believe you guys don't like headphones.
It keeps me more focused.
It keeps me focused because you can hear everything and you don't miss anything. I feel like
I missed the whole episode when I have this on.
I feel like I missed everything you guys were saying.
Yeah. Oh, ugh, I hate that sound in my own voice.
I know, but like with the headphones off, that's like what my anxiety sounds like in my head. It's like everyone's talking at once and I'm not picking up any words. I can't hear what people are saying.
All right. I'm going to try it for the next
2 seconds.
20 minutes.
All
that's
right.
A long time.
Ready, baby? Ready?
I feel like I'm wearing like an entire helmet.
It's Kavital, baby. Let's go.
Oh, it's quiet
it's so
today.
So quiet.
These headphones are low.
Ow. Ooh. Oh,
welcome back to Zane and Heath. Ugh, I hate these.
That didn't last at all.
Terrible, 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 terrible. Never again. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the show. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are Unfiltered. Thank you so much for coming back to another episode. We really appreciate it.
We love you guys. Okay, so yeah, let me talk about this. We just got back from Pennsylvania. We went for Mariah's birthday. We did a nice little trip out there. Got to do a lot of things that we have wanted to do for the last 7 years of us dating.
And what's that?
Well, like, I always wanted to go to Dorney Park where she worked so I could see where she dressed up and like was the mascot.
Okay.
Just like my hometown stuff that I've always wanted
to
take him to.
Nice. Okay.
So on the way back to LA, there was a guy on the plane next to us, like a seat across, and he was this huge dude, like massive, completely tatted up, had like blue leopard tattoo spots all over his head.
Boy.
Just like crazy looking. Like he just like was like this really punk rock big dude.
It's a wild thing.
And yeah.
Was
and
he did he look like a rapper or like an artist or
more like circus performer?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. It was like, I just wanted a picture in my head. All right.
Yeah. It was
but could ride a motorcycle.
He looked like a biker circus like rock star.
Yeah. If that I know sense. Exactly what he looks like. That's it's all
a,
I know.
I will show you a picture and a video.
Pull up a picture, but okay. we can't put it in.
Yeah,
but
no.
But pull up the picture you sent me.
Yeah. I took
it's too recognizable.
So yes. I took a video because I was too scared to like lean and like snap a pic. So I freeze framed it as I went like that real quick. you know how you
that's
do that?
Sorry. I would never think I would really try to get that picture.
No, I was just like, let me just screenshot this as it's going by.
Oh boy.
Wow.
Oh, he's a cheetah sister.
Yeah.
And he's with the person next
he
to him.
He looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I feel like he has to be somebody.
Like a former wrestler for sure.
He right? has to
was
be.
The woman next to him with him?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. She
and they
looks
both
like...
had these matching hats that were like a giant circle, like this big, with a little tiny brim. It was bizarre.
Were they first class?
Yeah.
He looks like he probably is in like the Tiger King scene, but he deals with exotic animals.
Yeah, and he's loaded.
So apparently there was like a little bit of a scene before we got onto the plane, and all of a sudden I see one of like a security person come on and like come up to talk to him. And he's like, is there an issue? And the guy's like, what are you talking about? And they're like, is there a problem? You had an issue with your bag and you're giving the stewardess some trouble. He's like, no. And he's like, are you slurring right now? Have you had too much to drink? Like what's bold to like call this guy out that
yeah,
way?
Yeah, but they got
the guy's
know.
Like, no, it's been a long day. And apparently something had happened where he was like putting his bag up and his like pants were falling down and he was causing a scene. And he was like very like stumbly, wobbly. I don't know if he was like on pills because he
maybe.
Wasn't drinking the whole
some
flight.
Anti-anxiety meds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that
popped his Xan.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it was like super strong because this guy had like no idea what was going on the whole flight. But he was making the most absurd noises the entire flight. I don't know if he was sleeping or just like.
Oh, so he. So
weird.
Security talks to him. Is like, okay,
oh, yeah.
I'll let you be then.
So they go.
They get off.
Yeah, he goes. Are we going to have a problem on this flight? And the guy's like, no. And he's like, okay, you better like behave yourself, basically. And then the guy walked off. Whole flight goes by. He's not like a problem. He's just like really loud and not snoring, but like making just weird
grunting, just like
bodily sounds. Like everything was like audible for him. It was just like bending, like, and everything was a problem. Like he couldn't bend over to pick things up. And like the stewardess kept having to like pick up everything that he dropped. And like, it was just like
that's
this
me
whole
every
scene.
Time I work out, like every time I'm at the gym with my trainer, I'm just hunting and gruffling. And just
it was a lot.
Showing everything.
But literally I lost it at this point. He stood up in the middle of the flight multiple times. And I happened to catch a video of this. Zane, you're not going to believe it. You're not going to believe
it. I don't
it.
Even think we can post this.
Oh,
right?
No. Because
it's too embarrassing for him.
No,
or it just,
I think it'd get flagged.
Yeah.
Oh,
what?
Oh.
Zane.
Airdrop it.
I cannot believe I did this, but I had to record it. I had to.
So the cabin's kind of dark. It's kind of like, what,
yeah, so
nighttime
this is just in
vibe?
The middle,
what airline
of the
is this?
Wait, really Jet quick.
Woo!
Oh, hell no.
Oh.
That's a bear ass.
Oh, no.
That is a bear, hairy
just wait,
ass.
Just wait.
Y'all, his pants are down to the cheek. Oh, no.
There's no way.
Holy shit.
This is not
the whole
funny.
Time, Matt.
Whole time. So then he's taking that bare cheek down to the
bare ass on the seat. And he's sliding down in his seat, walking back and forth. He's reaching up to get bags.
I bet you could smell it from there.
Matt, it was insane.
Keith, I can't believe this is your video. Like, it looks like a video that we found that's fucking viral.
We almost could see his anus, y'all.
That's like 12 inches of ass crack.
His pants are at the bottom of his cheeks.
You see the bottom of his butt fold.
Underwears and all.
Is the rest of the cabin like seeing this? Or is everyone like asleep?
Everybody was
the peanut gallery.
His ass is out. Like everybody was murmuring in the back. Like, you could see his whole ass.
Were you up? at this point?
We had a whole flight situation. We didn't sit together. So he's airdropping me these videos. I'm like, holy shit.
Imagine Mariah's face right there.
Are y'all in first class or is this like...
We had an issue when we were trying to board with Dean. We had booked first class.
Oh.
And then it wasn't until we got there, they said we weren't allowed to have pets on first class.
Which is weird because I see it all the time. So,
and there was a dog
on
the plane.
And it didn't say service or anything. And I was like, what the heck? So I was like, I'll just go back there with him. It's fine. And he's sending these videos. I'm like, the one time we had to separate and I'm missing the show.
I'm like, you're not missing anything. Show.
But would you have wanted to be right in that seat?
No.
Or are you would have taken it all in.
Because that right there would have been Mariah directly.
No, that's what I'm saying. But imagine that shot of Mariah going.
It'd be really bad if Heath and I were together because I would be laughing yeah. so hard.
Oh, really?
Like you would have. We probably wouldn't be able to contain ourselves.
Is his wife passed out, or is she like, Dale, pull up your pants?
Hers were down too.
Hers were down too. The
Yo,
same
what's
way.
Happening?
It was really strange.
So they're obviously doing this on purpose.
I don't know.
For what though? To be on the no fly list? I don't understand. Like, you know how the lady that was on pills just smoking a cigarette on the plane.
This
just,
is worse. I would rather you be smoking a cigarette next to me than
there.
But I'm saying, I think whatever the shit that people are taking to fly on planes to just calm themselves down are doing the exact opposite. They're walking around planes smoking cigarettes, showing their ass.
I'm surprised so much. For a guy who has his entire like head
so
tattooed in cheetah print for him to have a bare ass. I would expect some tattoos
to get down to
that area. What if it was just mind your own business? Yo, business.
Look away, bitch.
Yeah. This is some spirit shit. Like this is crazy. This is crazy that this is happening.
He's got his sunglasses
right next
on
to you guys.
The whole time.
And he's wearing a belt. That's crazy.
Oh my God. This smell.
Guys,
wait, how long is the flight?
Ass.
Are y'all going from?
It was like five or six hours.
Philadelphia straight to
Newark.
LA.
But Newark. How is no flight? How is nobody taking care of the situation?
They were all scared. I think before I got on the plane, there was the argument. And it just seemed like everybody was like really like.
We really don't want this plane to go like to have to land somewhere else.
Obviously, you could tell he's big, but he was big. Like, he was, like, tall, like, just a...
Like a wrestler.
Yeah. I thought he was, like, what was his name? Butterball, Butterbean, the big old-school wrestler.
Oh.
I thought he was somebody when I first saw him, and then the whole thing happened, and then this happened, and I was just like...
Oh, boy. Do you think people are already gonna, like, piece together? Like, I know a man who does have, like... The cheetah print
they'll
his
piece
head.
It together, but
if you piece it together, then we're not airing it. We're not.
I don't
we're
care,
just
no.
telling what we saw.
I don't feel bad. Or, like I don't. You're not supposed to be getting naked on a plane.
No, you
That's
shouldn't.
That's it. That's it. You don't pull your pants down on a fucking plane. It doesn't
matter
how high you are or how drunk you are.
The front must have been down too, in order to be that much like
it looked,
butt
it,
out.
It looked like his front was up. Definitely, like, you could see that it was, like, diagonal up to the front.
If I saw a penis, I would report it. 100%. Yeah. Like, I did not need it. I guess a butt is, like, okay, there's a bit of an accident. This person is not aware of their rear end being exposed. But, like, I think you should be mindful of the frontal genitals.
I was dealing with this the whole time, and Mariah was dealing with a naked baby on the tray.
Oh,
literally
boy.
Next to her.
A naked baby? Like, what? Were they cleaning the diaper on the...
Changing diapies.
Changing her whole outfit.
Is that allowed? Or
Wait,
is there
the
a tray
baby
in the...
naked?
So there's three people sitting in a row, but we had four people in my row, and then next to us in the other row, there was also four people because both sides had kids on their lap.
Okay.
But they weren't, like, infants. These were, like, 2-3-year-old kids, but they were able to sit on the lap. So it was... packed in the back, and I had Dean by my feet. So I put my feet up on the seat and I'm curled up as small as I can. And the woman next to me has her 2-3-year-old with her.
You should buy a plane ticket.
I wish I bought this plane ticket. I would have done anything to be on this fucking plane.
Oh no!
See the shit go down.
It was madness the whole time.
The whole beginning to end. I could not. This was the first time I couldn't sleep because I felt so responsible to help these women with their kids because there was no father. It was just the mom. So I'm picking up crayons from one side, and she thinks it's funny to throw them down because I started picking them up and entertaining. Yeah, so I'm picking them up. I'm turning around. This kid's peekabooing me, whatever it's called.
She's Miss Rachel out here.
Yeah, like I felt like Miss Rachel, and I'm freaking exhausted.
Oh, he's an S, man. He's not in first class. He's in first ass.
I was exhausted. It was a red eye. So I'm like, this woman is trying to get comfortable. The kids were very well behaved, but they're kids. They're bored. So they're like trying to entertain themselves. And they have their stuff under the seat. And the woman next to us keeps gin and tonic. She's getting drunk by herself. And I'm sitting there. I have this drunk lady by the window also arguing with the stewardess. The stewardess comes up. She goes, can you just put your bag under the seat? You know, protocol. You're supposed to do that. And it was this Louis Vuitton duffel. And she was like, it doesn't fit. And she was like, well, then we're going to just have to put it up top. It's no big deal. No, you're not taking my bag. There's no way I'm giving you my bag. Now I'm concerned what's in that bag.
Yeah.
And she's like trying to push it under, but barely. And the woman kept saying like, if you just hand it to me, I'll put it right above you and you can get it like during the flight. I am not giving you, there's no way I'm handing you this bag. And she goes, well, it needs to fit under the seat. And the woman, the most dramatic kick I've ever seen, like cartoon, kicked it under the seat. And the woman goes, oh, look at that, it fits. And the woman went to clap back at the stewardess, but the stewardess, you know how embarrassing when somebody tries to like,
Get the last word in.
And they are talking over you, like moving on with their life.
Yeah.
That's what the stewardess did. She went up to the girl, went to clap back, and she went up and said, everything okay with you guys? Okay. Like, embarrassing. Yeah. So she just keeps asking for gin and tonic. And this woman is struggling to have her kid on her lap. And she's being very mindful of the people next to her, like, be careful, be careful. Now, at this point, I scrunch all the way over to the aisle. I take half my seat. I'm like, she can lay here if she wants. She was trying to fall asleep. And I'm like, just use this spot. So I have my tray down because the only way I can sleep is, like, with my head on the tray because I want this kid to have plenty of room. I'm making a pillow with my sweatshirt for her.
That's really nice.
She keeps leaning on me. Yeah, really nice. And I'm so uncomfortable.
You had the armrest up so she could sit.
Yeah, the armrest.
Oh, it froze with her armrest. Yeah,
the armrest was up. So I have my head down like this, but this poor mother was trying to juggle everything. Every time she ordered a drink, she spilled it.
Oh,
and
it
spilled it on Dean's like carrier. And I'm just like not saying it. I'm like, it's okay. It's all right. She spills it, but she can't clean it up because she has her hands full. This kid puts her feet on my lap and I'm just like, just leave it. But the mom is so concerned with finishing her show on her phone. She does not let the phone go. Oh. I am all hands on deck and she's like,
you're the au pair.
There's ice and drinks everywhere. And I'm just trying to
Dean isn't the thing getting
Dean
drunk.
Dean is passed out.
Dean is fucked up.
And keep in mind, there's this baby next to me that's just like, I'm flattered. She was drawn to me. And I was like, woo, woo. And it was so and it was so hot. And I'm just like, and there was a girl with her mom, and we met them at security, and they were complimenting Dean and asking questions about Dean, and turns out she's sitting the row behind us, and she's like, good to see you again. I'm like, how are you? It was like a family
reunion.
You want
something to drink? You're like getting up.
I'm like bouncing the kids. I'm like, everything good? So she's juggling everything, and the woman keeps calling the stewardess over. She sees this mom struggling, and she's complaining that like the seat's uncomfortable, and the Wi-Fi's down, and it's all about her. Like, my Wi-Fi's not working, and they're like, we already announced it. Figure it out.
That's me on a plane with my wife.
Oh my, like read the room. Everybody's Wi-Fi's down.
If the Wi-Fi doesn't work, you tell them.
Well, no, if it's like a long 12-hour international flight and it's not working, I'll go ask. I just want to know if it's broken or not.
Yeah, okay.
That's all. I hate trying to access it when it's broken. So I usually
just sit there and load and you're like, am I doing something wrong?
Yeah. Exactly.
You're looking over at other people and they're just watching TikTok.
Yeah,
you're
like,
that's another thing. I hit when the other people are on the phone just scrolling. I'm just like, okay.
I just hate when I can't find the fucking link to get me to the fucking Wi-Fi where it's like, you say I'm connected, but isn't something supposed to pop up? And then what's
the
fucking website I need to go to?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
The mom was watching her show and I had my tray down. It was the only space I had to myself. Like, that was my little property. Every time she spilled something or was trying to get the kid like in a better position, she would prop her show up on my tray. She would put her phone on my tray and I was just like, don't worry, you're good. Like, you're good. And I kept asking her if she needed help and she kept... I know it's like hard to accept like help from people. I always say I'm okay, even if I'm not.
Especially on an airplane too.
And yeah. You're a mom, it's probably a little embarrassing and like you're flustered. Like, I get it, but I really like was willing to help her as much as I could. And I didn't want to be creepy and be like, I'll take her for a second if you want to clean up your space. Cause she was like all over the place.
Yeah.
And she was just like, no, no. And I was like, okay. So instead of asking her, I just like did the scoot over and I made space without like making it a big thing. And then the woman next to me with the baby, oh my gosh, she was so cute. I tried to sleep for a second. I got up, I look over, and the baby, she has an aisle seat, right?
Yeah.
The baby is standing on that seat, butt naked. Oh, and I'm just like, no.
Oh dear.
And thank God it was majority women around, so nobody was like, the first thing I did was scope the area. And because I wanted to block the kid. I wanted to be like, caught, busted.
No, peek it.
Busted.
The flight attendant probably keeps hearing there's a guy with it, his ass out. The flight says, yeah, we know there's a baby in the back. No.
It was like an actual circus because Heath was texting me what was happening and he was like, there's an argument up front. I said, there's an argument back here. He goes, there's no way his ass is out right now. I'm like, her ass is out. It was a weird plane.
Like, just a real loose flight.
Naked. She,
let it all hang out.
Right. She changed her diaper on the seat, but then she stood the kid up and was like picking an outfit from the bag. But the kid was like, woo! Yeah.
But like, take
and
it
I wanted to,
the to
be like, she right. She had another kid who was older, not older, maybe like 5 or 6. And I wanted so bad, but there was the baby blocking. I didn't want her to think I was looking. I wanted so bad to be like, I'll watch him if you want to finish up what you're doing.
Yeah.
This ain't it, sister.
So y'all smelling two different types of asses in your section
crazy.
On the plane. That's terrible.
At the peak of this circus, the woman in the window, Miss Gin and Tonic, goes, I really have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, come
I'm
on.
Like, you have got to be kidding me. Now, I have Dean's carrier fully open where my feet can't stand
He's
on the
He's
got floor.
Like a convertible, so it's like a carry case.
It opens
like the wall.
To like a tent. Yeah, I know. It's dramatic. So I'm yanking Dean into the aisle, and then he's getting all this attention, and I'm like, sorry, she's just trying to go to the bathroom. And the woman, the baby finally fell asleep.
Oh,
and the second
no.
she fell asleep, she goes, I really have to go to the bathroom. Oh, like, stop drinking!
These gin and tonics are getting to me.
Right through me. Also, it's a red eye. Why isn't everybody sleeping?
Go to bed.
Just go to bed.
Zane, this plane couldn't be more awake. It was crazy.
It was jumping.
Was this a Vegas flight? Like, where's everybody like on their way to?
It seemed like it. Everybody was like a character. It was bizarre.
It was a flight. You know those flights that like everyone's going on to get to a cruise? Everybody going on a
They're
cruise.
They're just like excited. Yeah. Anything goes.
I still cannot believe that video. That's crazy.
That was a full bare
Heath,
ass.
I thought
it was going to be a little slight plumber's.
Yeah, like, I thought you were just going to, you know.
And then
there was a full moon that night.
And then when we landed, picture this. So everybody stands up to like reach for their bags and it's full lights at this point. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
At the airport, when we're landing, everybody's getting off and he's doing the same thing. But he's got like 4 bags with him. He's got a guitar.
That's right. He didn't whip that thing out and start performing on the
floor. He might be a rock star. Like, he had a guitar.
He had a guitar with him.
What do you think his reaction would have been if you were like, hey, bud.
Sir, put your goddamn ass away.
Yeah. Like, do you think all of us wanted to see this? Do you think he would have been like, I'm so sorry, dude. Like,
I don't think he was comprehending.
Get the fuck out of my face.
I think he would have just been like.
Did he look scary enough? You didn't even want to confront him about.
I would have wanted some miles, some trauma miles from the fine people at JetBlue.
I should send it in an email. Is this acceptable?
Looking at his face right now, he does look. You know what? He's very intimidating. I'm not gonna lie.
Look at how angry he looks, and he's just scrolling through his iPad.
Yeah. I'm so jealous I didn't get to experience something like that. And I'm not saying I want to see ass on this plane, but it's crazy seeing crazy things on an airplane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just the one place where you just want to feel safe and everyone acts civil and decent.
I think the craziest thing I've ever seen was seeing like OBJ on my flight. Like, I can't think of any OBJ.
Cordell's brother?
Yes.
But Heath, you got a good video on you, bud.
And I felt really bad too because.
But yeah, I wouldn't.
The lady next to me had, they were like lay down seats. So she was fully reclined. And I was like, I got to go to the bathroom so bad. I'm like, there's like 2 more hours of this flight. I got to go.
I mean, don't worry about it. You can just use the bathroom in your seat. Barely on this flight.
Those poor cleaners, when they come on after that, they're just getting down there and they must have been like,
it's got the moist, like, they you know, like that moisture
know, they know, like.
Now what happened here?
Oh, we need to replace these flotation devices.
I keep seeing flight attendants talk about how much they actually don't clean these planes. And it grosses me out.
Well, I don't think it's flight attendants, dude. The cleaning. Well, no, flight attendants collect trash, but then the cleaning people come on after.
They're saying that. We never see any cleaning people come on these planes.
Oh, I think I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
Wait, what do they look like?
They wear like an orange vest. Hazmat
suits.
Yeah, they're just like cleaning people. And I think they don't even come in through the jet bridge. They come in. They get like shipped around on the tarmac and they go up like where the.
Yeah, I see them all the time.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Imagine they're all just look like passengers. Just they want to make it look discreet.
I'm so curious. You know how like elderly people like, or there's the people who work at the airport to pick up the elderly people?
They're waiting there with like the.
Is that free? Do you know, call in and request that ahead of time?
I don't think they'd be charged for that. I think that's a little like.
Do they work for tips?
You could.
I mean, like, I feel like if I was an old man, I would definitely be tipping them. I'm just so curious, like, how that operation gets set up.
I think it's part of their ticket.
It's free.
Like wheelchair accessible. Then they come, they're ready, they're prepared.
You're right.
Oh, yeah. Because they're usually standing there when you get off a flight. You never see, like, somebody with a wheelchair ready to take somebody from a flight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
That's usually because it's, like, prepared.
Good point. Did you hear about that pilot who, you know, I think we talked about this in last October. Where he was riding the jump seat in a flight going from, I think, Washington to San Francisco.
He was riding the jump seat.
So basically you're a pilot, but you're not the active two co-pilots. You are a pilot who's just being moved from one airport to another for flight purposes. And he had like a manic episode and pulled the red emergency levers that would have shut off the engine to the plane.
Huh?
And he claims the reason why he pulled these levers was because he took psychedelic mushrooms 2 days before doing this. He said
that doesn't do that to you.
And he did like a whole sit down interview coming clean with his wife by his side, sharing his story.
It just
recently. One such a fucking buzzkill to psychedelic mushrooms. I don't understand. If you take shrooms 2 days ago, you're still feeling the effects. He said he felt trapped. None of it felt real. Pulled the levers. They were like, what the hell are you doing? Thank God the levers didn't work because it would have shut off the engine to the plane and the plane would have gone down.
No.
And he was like, told to the flight attendant, he's like, I don't think anything is real. Please cuff me. They cuffed him. Now he's sharing his story because he's now facing like 30 to 40 charges, even more, maybe it's in the 80s, charges of endangering a plane. And this guy's just like, I made a big mistake. I just didn't think anything was real. And It just baffles me. If I did shrooms 2 days later, I'd be like, isn't our jobs amazing? No, how are you doing?
You get the after effects of it the next day. You're like, you actually feel better. Yeah. You don't feel like you want to take a plane down.
You polish your third eye. You feel empathy and sympathy for all of mankind.
That part was a lie and that he was like full blown tripping on the plane and his excuse was, I'm going to get tested. They're going to see something. Let me just say I did it 2 days ago and I'm feeling like, oh,
maybe.
I think he just had a manic episode and wants to blame a drug that you can't be tested and that there's not enough research about.
But if I had a manic episode, I would have just been like, to bring up, it's an illegal drug, right? So I feel like that's kind of like even worse to like admit to doing that. I would have been like, listen.
I think he's trying to find an excuse for them to be like, he
probably got a lawyer and the lawyer probably suggested him do that.
Mushrooms. He's like, for sure. This is our best bet if you want to get these charges dismissed is exactly. we need to come up with something.
Yeah.
So what he got. I just can't believe his wife, if my significant other fucking had an episode and I don't think we should be married at all. And for her to sit there with her husband and just be like, yeah, he almost pulled out a plane, but you know, it was because of the shrooms.
Maybe she's in on it. If she's in on it, then she's going to stay by his side. If she knows that he like,
I don't know. Crazy. I could not go to bed with someone who tried to like,
I can't believe there's like a red lever that will drop the whole plane though. That's like, kind of.
Yeah, did he have like open. Did he have to like unlock it with a key that he would have?
Apparently
like,
in all cockpits there's these two big red like emergency levers that only a pilot would know.
Oh, in the cockpit though. So he was
in the cockpit in the jump seat with the two pilots and was just like, fuck it.
Imagine knowing that that was happening on your flight, like seeing the article come out, because they probably didn't know in the moment.
I don't know. Between me and you, I think that the scene that you showed me on your flight, I think that was a lot worse than the pilot about to bring down that. Yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
But the trip was amazing.
Great.
We did a lot of cool stuff. We did a little surprise birthday party for Mariah.
Aww.
At a place called Patrizia's.
Oh, my wife's name.
Patrizia. With a little more pizzazz.
Yeah,
though.
With a little bit more pizzazz.
Zane, you would have loved this spot.
This is such a fun restaurant, and he's got to experience it.
You remember
the epitome of Staten Island.
You remember when we were in Italy when we got off the boat and ate at that restaurant?
Oh, I know. I saw all the napkins. It reminded me of that.
That was the dinner was 4 hours.
I was at a restaurant for 5.
It was that the entire time. It was Zane. It was crazy. I've never seen anything like.
But when you say we were there for 4 hours,
It was supposed to be 2 hours.
It was crazy. The chefs are like cooking and you can like see where they're cooking and it's just people screaming. Everybody's having a good time. The chefs are reaching over and popping confetti poppers. Insane.
You can see them cooking and then they'll pop the confetti because a lot of people were celebrating something. So they would come over every 10 minutes with sparklers and dessert for different people, like anniversaries, birthdays, retirement. I had my birthday, our engagement. They were celebrating both.
Yeah.
So they brought out two different things for our table. They brought out shots. Like, it was crazy. And every time something came out, you celebrated with those people. So your napkins would go.
Got it. And they would
blast music.
It's just crazy how much fun they were having. Like, they just looked like they enjoyed themselves so much.
Yeah.
And then they brought like bottles of alcohol to the table for like shots and they just like left them on the table.
Shit.
And it wasn't like you bought the bottle. It was just like, pour yourself as much as you want. Just like have whatever you want.
I'm like, it's a front.
It was crazy.
And the service was so smooth with how much chaos was going on. It was packed with people. the workers were just having so much fun and taking their time, but the food came out quickly. Everything came out so fast. They were so accommodating. There was a lot of people, but they were able to maneuver through people. They would go under your arms to grab a plate. Like, they would not bother you. It was just like, it's a good team they got going on there.
Wow. Oh, we ate at this restaurant called Burns in Tampa, which is like one of the best steakhouses apparently like in all of Tampa. It's an institution. My mom is like, oh my gosh, you ate at Burns. They had an incredible staff. It takes like 8 to 12 weeks of just training to like even get a job. Yeah. At the place. But what I learned that sometimes at these very fine and high end steakhouses is that the waiters sometimes have fake names. Because if you are on the wait staff and your name is like Matt, or maybe you've been there for years and you're Matt, and another Matt joins this staff, they have to give him a different name because the customers who are like repeated customers and they ask for Matt, they can't have another Matt on the floor.
Exactly.
It's like jersey numbers on being on a team. Interesting. So some of the waiters have these different names. And I was like, oh, this is crazy. Because we sat down and the guy was like, my name's Matt. I'm like, my name's Matt too. And then one of the girls we were with was like, but is your name really Matt? Because I know you guys have that thing. And I'm like, wait, what thing? And he explained to us is that sometimes at nicer restaurants, if they don't want two waiters having the same name.
So, I didn't even that's think cool. about that. Like, oh, that would be a problem if someone's constantly asking
for
somebody
that's
really...
Yeah, because people aren't requesting servers at like a Denny's.
Yeah, right. That doesn't...
I would.
Hey, is Matt working tonight? Is he on the crew?
Is Tammy in tonight?
Yeah, there's Tammy is always in.
Is Junebug in tonight?
Because I love how she does the grand slam.
Yeah. Ooh, she can
Big mama's Yeah, it was fascinating. It was cool. They even did like a tour. We got to go through their entire wine room. They have like the biggest collection of wine in all of Florida, and then got to go through the kitchen, see how they make everything. It was cool.
Very cool.
And then the dessert room, they took us in after we finished. I thought we were going to get dessert at our table. They then give us a tour and then take us to a dessert room, which are these little individual rooms.
Oh, that's
where you
cool.
eat the dessert.
Oh, I'd love that.
I had the blackberry cherry cobbler.
Blackberry cherry cobbler.
Yeah, blackberry cherry cobbler.
That sounds good.
It was delish.
A cobbler? Is cobbler like a pie?
Yeah, it's like a pie. It's like a rendition of a pie, but instead of a pie crust, it's more of a crumble crust on top. Is that what?
Okay. Yeah, I know what a cobbler is.
Yeah, I love me a cobbler.
Okay,
I cobble that up
with a scoop of ice cream with it.
Of course, right on top.
Good as it should.
Some vanilla ice cream.
That's amazing. And where is this restaurant for people that really want to go? Both.
There's different locations, but we went to the one on Staten Island. But they have one in like Aruba.
There's one in Florida too.
Yeah, they got different locations.
Oh shit!
Where was
Patricia?
Tampa.
It was at Tampa Burns. Burnes.
Bernese.
B-R-N.
Actually, it's Bernays.
B-R-N. Oh no! Sorry, not E-S. B-E-R-N apostrophe S. And ask for Matt. He was the best waiter.
And you're going to get that right Matt.
Yeah, you're going to get the right Matt for sure. The real Matt.
Won't be any confusion. Anything else in Staten Island?
Oh, Heath did something cool. If you remember the episode my parents were on, and my dad talked about the bar he worked at where he got stabbed.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
While we were looking at dresses, my dad took him to the bar.
Oh, shit.
And he goes, here's the steps that we tumbled down. This is where I got stabbed.
This is where I got my hair pulled.
My dad walks in, and the guy he was working with at the bar, still working there. So my dad goes behind the counter. He's doing his thing. Zane, this is like 40 years later.
Wow. But everybody in there looks like they've been going there since they were 20 years old.
That's Larry.
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 I didn't think we'd be standing alone. I imagine this bar like in a building.
Oh,
like
really?
In a big apartment building. You know like how they have like shit
right on the
under
corner.
All apartments? That's what I imagined. I didn't imagine it standing alone like that.
And this was also the bar where a fight broke out, so everyone got distracted, and my mom took all the money and swiped it off the counter.
Oh, that was here too?
Yeah, so it was cool that's funny. Keith got to see
and
that.
And I see how
spot.
She did it, because there was money all over the counter.
It was insane.
He took a picture, he was like, this is too easy.
That is not what I was expecting.
I know. It's so crazy,
then I forget
though,
you don't live in a place where it's like a bunch of tall buildings.
Not Staten Island.
It's exactly. And I like forget that. I think of New York City every time I think of anywhere around there.
But yeah, it was just so cool. Like the way everybody talks in there too is so funny because they just talk so much shit.
Yeah. Like, but it's out of love.
It really is though.
Yeah, it's such like a loving way.
It was so funny because like everything was just so nasty. Like, they were just so mean.
Yeah.
But in a funny
way. Yeah. I don't think I could have survived that as a kid. No way.
It's the tough love. They make fun of each other. It was so...
They're all the same.
I felt like I was in a movie in there. It was
movies get it right.
It was crazy.
Wow. Larry.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Everything else very wholesome though.
Yeah.
You just celebrated. You went to a theme park.
Yeah, I can't do it anymore. That was probably like the last time doing rides.
It's getting hard, but I took him to Dorney Park where I used to be the mascot.
Yeah.
I wanted to show him that. And then.
What was the one we went to? What's that one called?
We went to Coney Island.
Coney Island. Okay. Dorney Park.
Yeah, we did that. And then I've been wanting to take Heath up and down the Jersey Shore. Like, we went to Seaside, which is where the Jersey Shore show was filmed.
Yeah.
We've been to LBI. We've been to wherever, a few spots. But I wanted to take him all the way down to the bottom where Cape May is. So we went to Cape May and Wildwood, if you know that area. It's just more boardwalk, and it's just
so
like
insane. I wish
the cutest little town. Wildwood is like a mid-century Jersey dream.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
It's like stepping back in time. Like, all the buildings are retro.
Yeah.
The rides are old. Like, it's just so
rides are old. Fun. Screws are getting loose. Speaking of Jersey Shore, did you see the video, the clip of, I think Snooki was on someone's podcast recently. Jake Shanes, yes. And she was talking about how the whole scene of her getting arrested on the beach, that wasn't like a cop being called and he came out of nowhere and arrested her. That was actually like security for the show, for the cast, that actually just ended up arresting her because she was just like out of control. So she was just, for the show, they were like, oh, let's just make it look like she got arrested by the police, but it was... It was a security for the show.
Oh. Interesting.
I don't know if I got that exactly right, but it was that situation, which that's, of course, the magic. Like, you think something's happening, but it's really something else behind the scenes.
That's so interesting.
When I heard that, I was just like, of course.
Yeah.
How did I not realize that?
I got something in the mail.
What'd you get?
What is it?
Just now?
I got it.
Just arrived.
I opened it yesterday because we just got back into town. As you guys know, Matt King competed in the Olympics.
No.
Matt King won gold. Swimmer. Shout out to Matt King.
He sent you his medal.
Yeah, you think he sent me his medal?
Just return it.
Just put it in the mail.
With that.
Hold on. Well, but Roy, what do you say?
There's no way. Wait.
No way. What?
No. There's no
way.
Oh
my God, that's sick.
Wait. There's no way.
Yeah. So this is one of the Olympic swim caps. I'm pretty sure they give him tons.
I thought that was what he was wearing.
Oh my gosh.
But that's still sick though.
Yeah, no, this is an official Matt King Olympic swimming team cap, and he autographed it.
That's sick.
He signs with the crown.
Wait, that's your... That's your signature.
I do. I do write with the crown. So that's so funny that he writes like very similar.
That's crazy.
I do the crown above the eye. Oh, that's so funny. You know my like my auto.
Yeah, we've all seen it. Yeah. I'm like, that's such a cool. Like, I just like that.
You're also signing for that one time in the meet and greet happy hour.
That's funny how you guys just remember that.
His is nice. He does the crown as the M.
Yeah.
Oh.
With three spikes.
Yeah. I just put that together.
Oh wow.
Matt yeah, King. Much I'm better than yours. Matt.
Genius. Damn. And not just a swim cap, he also said
his speedo. Let's go.
Sniff it. Oh my god, you smell the gold.
I doubt this has been used. I'm pretty sure they got what's a good time.
You see,
the name isn't on it, but this is
okay,
the official.
Snatch, he got that tiny leg.
Yeah.
Oh my
damn.
Gosh.
And also
wow!
I got goggles.
Can I touch something?
Matt, I'm sensing a photo shoot.
And
very soon.
I got a note from the swim team.
Oh my gosh, this is so cool.
It says, thank you. And it says, Matt King, thanks for mentioning me on your podcast. Here is your Olympic swimmer starter kit. ... I dare you. P.S. I wore these goggles at the Olympic trials.
Oh!
Isn't that cool?
Yeah!
Matt King.
This is so crazy.
So, yeah, I can't believe it. Like, I have to, like...
Wear them.
I have not put this on. I'm not going to put it on.
Why?
But... I'm not feeling that comfortable with my life.
Come on, this is a very comfortable podcast.
That's really cool.
But I know. I want to I guess frame this or something and have it for my future man cave.
Your kids are going to be like, why do you have this? How do you have this?
Matt, tell your kids it's the one he was wearing.
No, tell your kids you were an Olympic swimmer.
Oh, you don't believe me? Then why would I have this? That was me.
Patricia and I are going to do some role play. You know
that is crazy.
I love that. That's funny.
So cool.
That's amazing. Thank you, Matt King. Does he watch this or he watched something else?
I think he saw the clip of us talking about him last
week. Did he message you or like?
Oh, we had been DMing throughout the Olympics and stuff. I've been rooting him on like this whole time. And it's crazy too. Is like his girlfriend lives really close to us. Like, because he asked for my address and he was like, dude, no way. My girlfriend lives like really close to you guys.
It's a little crazy that both of you do the crown. Like, that's still like kind of crazy. Like, it's not. To me, that's more than a coincidence. It's just like, how do you both have that?
Isn't that cool?
That's
really cool.
It's really cool.
That's so sick.
We gotta have him on.
Did you guys hear about that whole Chase Bank fraud thing happening?
Yes.
No.
At first, I was like, oh, what is this about? And then as soon as I heard what it was about, I was like, there's no way that these idiots thought
that they could just cash.
Okay.
There was a glitch with Chase ATM banks where basically if you got your own check to your that you would address to yourself. You could take one of your checks, write it for whatever amount of money you want, put it into the Chase ATM. It would then deposit that money, and you could cash it out.
Like it doesn't like 20,000.
It's about 20,000 to 30,000 grand. And this some guy realized you could do it, posted it online, and then all of these people started going to Chase ATMs, thinking that they could just get free money.
Yeah, they thought it was there was a glitch in the Chase Bank system, and they're just like, oh, this is fine because it's a glitch. So we're gonna take all this money, and we're not gonna get any. There's no repercussions for it. And so people started seeing that their accounts were negative the amount that they were cashing out, which obviously
and now all of them are going to basically to jail.
Yeah,
you have committed a massive crime, big time.
And it doesn't matter if like you return the money. Like, what happens if you like take that money that you stole? You like return it to the.
Well,
how does that work?
Even if you maybe put the money back into the account, you still committed a crime.
Yeah,
and banks there, do not there, fuck around with
there
that.
There is no playing. Oh, I didn't know. You literally were. You were. Under the assumption that you could do this to steal and get free money.
Yes, sure. Yeah.
Like, how dumb.
I thought because so many people probably did it, at that point, they're just like, okay, so many people did it. Let's reward people by not sending them to prison so everybody else can return the money. You know what I mean? I thought there would be that sort of thing since so many people did it. But yeah, they have, I mean, every time you go to an ATM, there's a camera on there. They could see whoever's withdrawing that money. Yeah, you're fucked.
Now, I don't know how big and massive this scale was. There were tons of memes.
Like how many people did it?
Tons of memes of, or yeah, people were making videos of them with like the screenshots behind them.
Some of them were like jokes.
Oh shit. They were like, there were a lot were sketches. I don't know how big it caught on. I think it wasn't even thousands of people who did it. I think it was on a much smaller scale. But yeah, don't, if you think that there's some glitch on an ATM and you can walk away with free money, do not do it.
But that was a mistake on Chase's end that you're able to do that, right? That's a crazy, still a crazy mistake for a bank to have in their system.
I think like in a weird way, they like want you to do it so they can be like, busted.
Bust everybody that's like...
I don't know if that's true, but yeah, that is like crazy how they wouldn't think about...
Yeah, you're
like,
just, it's a fraudulent check. Like, yeah. That's...
Yeah, and I think like the fact that everybody was talking about it and it seemed like it was such a big skill, I also could see that maybe 15, 20 people tried doing it and then they shut it off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it seemed like thousands of people around the world were doing it.
Yeah, I know, they were posting photos of people like lined up outside of ATMs, dude. I'm like, that's not real. People, that was like just a picture of a bunch of people.
The bank tellers are inside like, look at it, look at this.
It reminded me of the time where, Heath, remember, it was like the first year we were living out here and there was what we thought was like a mystery shopper check that I had received.
Oh, this was really weird.
Really weird. I thought I received a check for mystery, like, you know how mystery you get paid a mystery shop.
I was a mystery shopper. Yeah. Yeah.
So I received a check for mystery shopping, but I never mystery shopped before.
Oh.
So I figured, oh, this must have been a glitch in the system.
Was it a lot of money?
It was.
Really?
How much was it? It wasn't as...
I mean,
I think it was like
a couple $1,000.
I thought it was $500.
But for just to get a check for $500,
I'm comparing to the Chase Bank fraud thing. But back then I was like, fuck yeah.
It was like a check for $500. You're like, this is.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What did I do to deserve this?
Yeah, mystery.
Rent was expensive. And I was like, damn, Heath, this is like, I really need this. But like, I remember we went to the bank and we thought about cashing in and then we're just like,
I was like, this is not a good idea.
Not a good idea.
Cause it's like, even if it was a mystery shopping check to be like, hey, go into this store and like see the response, whatever. He wasn't going to go spend the $500 at Quicksilver.
I just want to see the camera footage of like, cause you know, ATMs have cameras on them now. So I'm just like,
man, they're saying, give me my money.
Give me my money. And
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
I totally forgot that happened to you.
Wasn't that such a weird moment? It was like this. We didn't know if it was like from God. Like, did God send me this money?
I think that was around the time that that buddy you had was...
Shut up. I don't even want to talk about it. Heath, I was waiting to be put in handcuffs
for that whole situation.
I thought I was going to jail too. I just wasn't sure what the situation was.
Are you
going to
tell a story?
I don't know if I should tell it.
Zane doesn't really know what was going on, but they were like using his name for something.
Wait, a friend of his?
It was a friend of mine, and they were...
it was like one of the first like few people we met out here.
The way he sold it to me was that it was completely illegal. That's usually what they do. But, you know, back then I was fucking dumb. I didn't know what taxes,
free and easy business money,
and contract. I didn't know any of that shit, and I still don't. But he said that yeah, you'll be owning like a coffee shop, and
oh my god,
people want to go. Slice of the pie,
but. But I did, like, as soon as I realized, like, as soon as I, the amount of things I signed.
It was a lot. Of, like, packets no, and bad, packets bad. Of paper.
I was 21, 22.
Fingerprints.
Matt, yes, fingerprint, everything. The whole
blood.
The whole 9 yards. Terrible. I didn't know I was committing a crime. I didn't. I genuinely didn't. And as soon as the first check came in, it hit me. I was like, oh, this is
dirty
definitely
money.
Dirty money. I'd never cash a check. I think it may have gone to this person or whatever, and they were, I don't know. But immediately when I realized that, oh shit, I'm an idiot. This is illegal. I immediately tried calling the number of the contracts I was signing because they were like actual legal documents. The amount of times I was calling this number, and this was a real insurance, like fucking fraud, whatever. And I'm telling them, I probably sounded like an idiot. I was like, hey guys, my name is Zane Ajazi. I did this, this, and this. I wasn't aware what I was doing. My friend told me this was legal. I'm telling you right now that I am I'm just letting you know that this is what I've been doing. I didn't cash anything in, but I think this is illegal. And they never like looked into it or nothing.
Oh,
I was really open about it. I reported it. I reported myself.
I remember you being like, I don't know what I signed, but I'm not. I'm not.
This doesn't feel good. Yeah.
Take it back.
And you should really look into this because there's no
way. I think
they
were like opening stuff with like his social security and like
something. And just putting like your
buying business.
Co-signing shit for people. And,
basically.
Yeah.
But I like, again, I genuinely didn't know what was going on and I did report it and I have never made any money off of whatever it is.
Good.
So I don't know if in 15 years they're going to go, hi, are you Zane Ajazi? Did you sign the... a million of these fucking documents.
There's $10 million in unclaimed money for you.
You're like, actually, that does sound...
No. Wait, I did
sign it. Legal. It was profitable.
So...
I take it back. Give me the money. Give me the money.
Crazy. So interesting.
I really thought I was going to prison. I was fucking terrified.
Yeah.
Because in my head, I was like, this wasn't worth it. What the fuck? Like, this is crazy.
And the fact that you didn't cash the check. If you would have, like, made money on it and then...
The second I cashed it out, that was it. Yeah. It doesn't even matter.
If I went to prison, would you guys still, like, call me?
I would go in pod, just...
Like, how's Matt doing? Like,
no, Matt.
Like, I got 5 minutes, guys.
I want to be at the glass where you're like...
Yeah. Subscribe to the Patreon, guys. We can talk to Matt in prison, like...
5 minutes.
What's up, y'all?
Did you guys see Anna Delvey's on Dancing with the Stars this
season? No, is she really?
Who is that?
Is that allowed?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if she did her time.
She was that scammer. Did she do it? Did she not?
She fucking scammed.
She did it. She went to jail for it.
But
she has a house arrest angle on.
Right now?
No, in the
she's
show?
Out. She's out. She's done no, with yeah, serving she should time.
Be done. They had her walking into the Dancing with the Stars rehearsals with the ankle.
As a joke?
What? As a bit? Oh, yeah.
That's an interesting bit for them to
she
play.
She terrifies me, but she kind of... Actually, I wouldn't mind, like...
I wouldn't mind having her on.
If she was at a dinner table. Like, you should we? I don't know. She's kind of a narcissist. The way she responds to all the questions...
No, I know, but just one criminal.
Get gypsy.
I just want one criminal in this room.
Criminals for October. We just go down a felon fest.
Would you guys want like criminals in this room as a guest?
I would like to hear about like the crimes.
Yeah, but they will swerve and be all pre-rehearsed.
I don't mind that.
I've watched interviews with Anna Delvey, and she still thinks she really did nothing wrong.
And good. And we should be here telling her that she did nothing wrong.
She scammed her fucking friend down in Marrakesh. I got a problem with that.
I know.
She made that fucking girl pay for that entire fucking suite down in Marrakesh.
I know.
That's where I'm like, okay, I understand scamming a hotel and that you scammed a hotel and you ran up a fucking check at a hotel.
That's her?
Yeah.
So that's the promo pick, Bubba?
Yeah.
Wait. So he's like,
there's no way that's her.
I don't think she did it. No, it doesn't look like it.
Innocent.
Anna Delvey, though, she's been having a glow up. And her, and I kind of like her art. And you know what? I don't think I would ever spend on an Anna Delvey art piece. But if someone got me an Anna Delvey piece, I would think it would be kind of cool. And I think I would have it up in my
house. Because it's attached to a story. It's attached to...
Her art's pretty... just...
That ankle bracelet is crazy to put in a promotional picture.
She knows what she's doing.
I know. You know what? I'm sure it was her idea.
But she's it's a psychopath, though. It's psychopath behavior where you will...
Crazy to see an outfit like that with an ankle monitor.
She kind of ate with this.
It's pretty crazy.
Yes.
She was eating it up in trial in court and stuff.
I know.
She was... I wonder if Julia Garner has, met her yet. I bet they have.
Actresses or actors meet with...
Sometimes. But do you think Joey King was,
think if they still decide, Anna Delvey can say yes or no, but I'm sure Anna Delvey said yes for her to come.
Probably.
Right?
I wish I asked Julia that.
Damn. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
I feel like they get a sneaky one with them, right? Where they go, oh, we're doing this documentary or movie about you. You know, it's going to make you look good. And then they lie to them and then they actually make it look bad. Do you think a lot of them do that?
I just want to cut, even if I was a criminal. Give me something.
Yeah.
That's my story.
That's true.
Oh, Zane, Jordan just told me right before we started recording, there's a... huge auction that's going on for all the props and everything that was used in Game of Thrones.
Come again? Where is this?
In Dallas.
October. Matt, go to Dallas.
When is it? October?
In October, yeah.
Oh, I mean, how much are these pieces going for? Fucking hundreds and thousands of dollars?
Auctions.
I want the shame bell.
I can't do that.
Shame.
Just something, something small.
I know, but I feel like the cheapest thing that you're going to be able to buy out in these auctions are
what would be the most you'd be willing to spend something from Game of Thrones? $4,000?
$5,000?
Depending on what it is.
Up to $20,000.
You could probably get something.
I wouldn't want something where you just put on top of,
You could get it framed in your house.
Exactly.
And
as I'd want
cool piece
framed.
Of art, you could get something kind of cool.
Zane will spend $2,000 on a Game of Thrones tattoo, but won't spend... $500 on it, something in the show.
Shut up, bitch. Listen to your tattoos. Oh yeah, look. What is there a list of things that they're selling on this site?
It just said what? Hundreds of items from Game of Thrones.
I met a girl in Tampa. I walked in and she was like, "Oh my gosh, Matt, I love y'all's podcast." And I'm like, "Oh, thank you so much. What's your name?" She goes, "Louise, like Heath's tattoo."
Oh, that's funny.
And I was like, "Oh yeah, I think he's getting it removed." She goes, "I know, yeah, he is getting it removed, but tattoo,
three sessions."
So,
in.
Do I have to make an appointment? Can I just show up?
Oops,
Zane. I think that would be so cool if you went there for that to get a house sigil.
That's pretty sick. Okay, now that I'm looking at this, it seems more real. It seems reachable.
Zane gets the carriage. You can make it a little room in the house. Yeah.
Dude, if you had one of those fits.
Oh, I'll buy that.
Yeah, that's the one that's going to go
Zane,
for the
you
most.
Should go. That would be so insane. And you, an egg? A dragon egg?
Do you think they'll let me go? Don't you have to be approved to go to this thing?
I don't know.
Right there.
Yeah, you can do it online. Hire an auctioneer person to call you up and be okay, this is what we got. Do you want to bid on this?
It'd be a good video too.
Yes.
My buddy Will, he owns a prop from Back to the Future.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he owns one of the newspapers.
Oh,
cool. That Marty touches or the Doc Exchange.
Cool.
I don't know
which
scene.
That's something you definitely would
but
get.
Something so
Arden,
small like that.
Arden bought it for him for his birthday.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That's so sick. Okay, fuck. honestly, before that video, it just seemed so
corny.
No, not corny. It just didn't seem realistic. Like something where, oh, you can get some. Like to me, it's already all gone.
And like that would be a show to get it from because those props are so good. Like they're so well made.
Zane's gonna get in a bidding war. He's gonna be like, just 1,000.
Yeah, he would be
buy this motherfucker. He gonna be going like, you wanna play games, right? You wanna play games? Like
not he's realizing going, he's going that he's so high,
and then
it.
He's like, "Oh God!" Yeah,
not realizing that it's actually like once you put an amount, you have to pay for it.
I want to go to a car auction so bad
to actually go bid on the cars where they drive them out, and you
like a Barrett Jackson. I would love, or like a Sotheby's.
Yeah,
those are so cool.
How much would you spend on a car auction?
It depends on the car.
You probably already know what's going to be shown in advance, and you have your eyes on it. You just downplay it, like, who's going to bid on that, right? Right, guys?
It's a rust bucket.
Just like, that's not worth it. You guys get that?
Matt. Everything's over phone now, right? But these auctions, they don't have, like, the...
Like, those big shows are, like, all in person, but they have other things where... like there's like a site like Bring a Trailer is a car auction.
Yeah, or
you just bid online.
Barn finds, all of that shit.
I've always wanted to do a Bring a Trailer too.
Yeah.
That would be so fun.
You have plenty of cars, Heath.
I know.
But right, just what type of auction would you go to? What just type of vintage
Frank
material?
Sinatra, Dean Martin.
Yeah. Little like a Frank Sinatra auction.
We just found out that Mariah's uncle was a casino dealer
at the Island of Horror.
The 80s.
Yeah, he lived in Vegas. He was a dealer in Vegas at Caesar's Palace.
Oh, he saw some shit.
And I've always known that my entire life. I know that he did that, but I didn't think to ask. The first question Heath had was...
I was like, did you deal to anybody like cool, like any Rat Pack? He's like, all of them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Probably. He's
so crazy.
Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, people, the ZZ Top, the trio.
Yeah.
He was like, they were so cool. Sammy Davis Jr., he said, was the sweetest person in the world. Like, that's just so
crazy.
I don't know, just such a crazy
that's
time.
That's so sick.
Didn't Jake Weber have Jeffrey Dahmer's glasses?
Yes.
What?
Him and he got them. Johnny, they both have a bunch of memorabilia from serial killers.
Wait, how do you even get that?
Auctions.
That's fucking
shit.
That's sick.
Crazy.
That's like, why?
I'm not gonna lie, you should post that shit on Tumblr.
Like
what?
I liked horror.
You like
so
gore.
Part of horror was like but serial killers
owning a piece of like.
I would never go that far. Accessory. But I don't judge people that do that too hard because I remember the way my brain worked when I loved horror when I was younger.
I would like a piece of like a murder victim's. Something.
Let's honor the victim.
I like that.
JonBenet's dollhouse, like. Oh, that, you know that's worth something.
Mariah, actually, that's where you'd go to.
Justice for JonBenet.
Yeah, or I'd buy the Amityville Horror House.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for tuning in to another episode. We love you so much. Thanks for watching. If you want to check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath, we keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut of every single episode. You get early access, ad-free episodes. We do a bonus episode every single month. We do a live Q&A every month. Again, patreon.com/Zane and Heath if you want to check it out.
And if you pay right now, you're going to get all those episodes. We have about around 500 posts on there. You can get all that once you pay $5 a month.
All right, well, we'll see you guys in a second unwind. And we love you guys. Thanks for watching.
Thank you.
Ciao. Toodles.
Peace and blessings, y'all.
Peace.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.